Good morning, Athens. It's September 6th, a Wednesday. 9:08, we've got a special edition today. We're going to learn about AFAN. I'm sure you've heard of it. You know, over the years, I've wondered whether that stood for Athens Friends and Newcomers or Athens Friends and Neighbors. Either way, it's about the same thing. That's our topic today. ...72 degrees outside our studios here on Columbus Road, and they say it's going to peak out at 92 degrees, and that'll be around 3 p.m. And overnight, the low of 67. So anyway, good morning, folks. Welcome, AFAN. And joining us this morning, we have Janice Tisco, who you're currently the vice president, right?
I am currently vice president for the second time.
Yeah, second time, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And our other guest is Cindy Royce. And I've known both of these ladies many years. And Cindy, you're presently really involved in publicity and that sort of thing, right?
Right. Just this year, yes. Yeah, last year, too.
That's cool. Well, AFAN. Now, when it first started, it's been a while ago.
It has been a
while.
What
year was it?
It was 1969. In January was their very first meeting.
Yeah.
They actually got together to plan it. The women, there were six founders originally. They started in the summer of 1968.
Mm-hmm.
There were three university women, June Weimer, Jean Elliott, and Marilyn Lawrence, who decided they wanted to get together with a group of women, and they wanted it to be a town and gown. And since they were OU women, wives, they enlisted three women from the town, Judy Billups, Nancy Matthews, and Maureen Wooten, to help them plan this group.
That's neat. And when it was founded, you had a nice base of membership. Well, how many initially?
When they had their very first meeting after all the planning, they met in January. Yeah. That's considered the birthday year of AFAN. We always celebrate our birthday. They had 60 women show up, and all of those 60 women are considered charter members of AFAN.
Wow. And today, the membership, it's a significant number.
It is. We have had as many as over 400. To date, we have about 234 members.
That's terrific.
Now, so the group has continued to stay strong over 55 years.
I'm just curious, when it peaked in that 400 zone, what year might that have been?
That was actually in 1979.
Okay.
So that would have been about... 10 years or so after they started.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Pretty neat. Pretty neat. Well, once again, Athens Friends and Neighbors or Athens Friends and Newcomers? Why do I have that mixed up in my head?
They have both been the titles for this group.
Okay.
When it started.
But today it would be?
Athens Friends and Newcomers.
Newcomers.
Yes,
okay.
Newcomers.
Got it.
When it was started, it was Athens Friends and Neighbors, and then in 1975, it got changed from Athens Friends and Neighbors to Athens Friends and Newcomers.
Yeah. Well, whose idea was it?
Originally, it was the three OU women, June Weimer, Jean Elliott, and Marilyn Lawrence, who started it. But they wanted, as I said, the town and gown. And so they enlisted Judy, Nancy, and Maureen to help them. And then when they started planning, they had 18 other people, women. And it's been a women's group all of these years.
Somehow or other, I was under the impression that spouses, males, if you want to, whatever, could... you know, be engaged in it some way too, but I guess not, right?
Well, originally they did have a lot of couples activities.
Yeah.
The group itself is a female group.
Okay.
It is a women's group.
Well, but I can't be a member then.
I know, sorry, yeah. Even if you're a newcomer. but there are lots of opportunities for men to come to participate in the programs. I know we've had them. We have male speakers that will come. Sometimes women really want to bring a spouse or a partner, and they will register them and bring them to the program. Special interest groups, we've had men come to those. Mm-hmm. When I first joined in 1979, which was 10 years after they started, we had a group. It was a casino night, and it was just so much fun. And I remember when we registered, I was registered as Mrs. John Tisco, but when I got there, she said, well, this group's for you. And then she looked at my husband and said, but we're glad you came too.
Of course. Well, one of the neat things about, excuse me, AFAM meets regularly. But the real neat thing I think about it are these special interest groups. So, you know, if someone has an interest in, well, you list some of those interest groups, please. And we'll ask Cindy to do this.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Actually, we have many interest groups. We have three.
Turn that around. Let me peek at that sheet. Yeah. No, I just.
We have
Holy
three.
Holy cow.
Three book clubs.
Okay, now I'll pass it back.
Okay. Three book clubs. They meet mornings, afternoons, whenever.
Yeah.
We have five bridge clubs.
Wow.
We have three euchre clubs. We have flick flock, where they go to movies. They
go
as a group to movies. Okay. They have a gourmet club. History and antiques. The lunch bunch. They try to go to different restaurants around the area. We have a new group called Mahjong, which is an old game,
but a new
group for us. We have needlework. We have origami, and Janice just last year started pickleball, which is a hoot. So much fun.
A lot of people jumping into it.
Yes, and quilting, and we have women who wine. I think that's our most popular group.
I can relate.
Linda Bentley is our chair for interest groups, so she's in charge of making sure there's a chairman, and they let her know what days they're meeting. So the first meeting of the year is our fall reception this coming Thursday. And you can sign up, anybody there, when we encourage many new members to come. Anybody in the community or the area, please come. Sign up for these interest groups. We have great chairwomen who want to sign us up. Something for everybody.
You know, now it costs a lot of money to belong to your group, you know?
Yes, it's a fortune. Is it $20?
It's all of $20.
$20 a year. You guys are terrific. Well, anyway, that's cool. And, you know, but you went kind of quickly past sewing. Okay, so like sewing. You got quilting, you've got
needlework,
which is like crochet and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Knitting.
And then you have sewing itself. And I mean, you've got all these, I mean, each one of these categories can be broken down into different specific areas, right?
Definitely. And when they started, Dave, they had 12 interest groups ranging from gourmet, which we have now, bridge, which we still continue. They had a tongue and thimble group that had the same tongue and thimble group, which was a sewing group, until the last year or two.
I don't know this term.
Tongue and thimble. They talk.
Oh, thimble.
Thimble.
I thought you said cymbal, like a drummer.
Nope. Okay. Nope. They talk and they stitch.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah. And then, talking than stitching.
Yes. Yes. And then needlework, which I'm a part of. But we knit, crochet, do a lot of talking as well. But we have fun.
Well, that's cool. So a great history And we now know it's Athens Friends and Newcomers officially.
Yes.
And, you know, excuse me, folks. If you know someone's new to the community, moving into Athens, this would be a great way for them to meet a number of people with similar interests, right? And feel a part of the community on a quicker basis than they might otherwise. So that's really cool. So, you know, I've heard also that you guys take trips once in a while.
We do. We like to go on something we call special event trips.
Okay.
And let me give you a timeline of AFAN. On the second Tuesday, I'm sorry, Thursday, on the second Thursday are our meetings.
Okay.
We have a general meeting.
Where are those held?
Well, the last couple years and this year, it will be at the Athens Community Center.
Ah, yes.
We used to meet when Nancy was involved and they still owned the Sportsman. We met at the Sportsman most times,
of course,
or the Plains Church. We needed spaces that were bigger,
yeah,
obviously. The Athens Community Center has served us very well. We really like going there. There's ample parking. But the second Thursday is always our general meeting where we have programs, and that's my job as vice president this year is to get the programs for every year, for every month. We do only meet from September to May. And when it was originally started, they were many young women and they had children.
Of course.
And so their children were in school, and it was their chance to get out for a social event. And
their kids were in school.
Definitely. Yeah. And they had luncheons. The third Thursday is our board meeting, and Cindy and I are on the board.
Oh, dear.
yes. We're not bored on the board.
Right. We meet for about an hour or so, we just get things ready for the next month. And then on the fourth Thursday, we have these special events, which we go places like Blennerhassett Island,
oh, yeah,
Columbus Zoo we've been to. One we're going to, I'm so excited this year, the Topiary Gardens, mm-hmm, in Columbus. We're going to the Twin City Opera House in McConnellsville, and then go to the Old Bridge Brewery, yeah, which is fairly new in Morgan County.
Of course, none of you women drink,
oh,
right?
No. Women Who Wine is actually at my house this week,
okay,
so this Friday. So
I like the way it's spelled.
Yes.
They have the word wine, but in small print there's an H in there. Wine.
We try to mix the whining with our wine very
there
well when we get together.
Well, I suspect there's less whining.
There is.
With the presence of wine.
Definitely. Definitely.
That's cool. Now, let's see here. Over the years, I suppose, maybe, I don't know on what frequency, but periodically, the presidents change, right?
Definitely. We have had, actually, in our history, 45 past presidents.
Wow.
Which, when you consider 55 years,
yeah,
and when they started, there were, each president would serve one term. And then starting in, well, Kathy Hart, some of you may remember her, in 1997, she served for 2 years. She was our first president who served for 2 years. And then we have had about five or six, seven others who have served 2 years also. And then because of COVID, Bonnie Lackey served, she was our immediate past president. She served 3 years. And I do want to recognize our current president, Christy Lerman. She's done a great job the last 2 years. I don't know if she'll do a third year, but but she's done a great job for us.
Folks, if you just tuned in, our topic today is AFAN, which is the Athens Friends and Newcomers. And I've always said neighbors, but that was only in the first few years, I guess.
Yes.
And then the title got changed to Newcomers.
Yes.
But Athens Friends and Newcomers. And our guests in the studio today, Janet Tisco, who is the vice president presently, And Cindy Royce, who heads up the publicity and that sort of thing for the group. How many members again? We said it, but let's repeat it.
Currently, this year, we have about 234
That's
members.
That's terrific.
We've been as high as over 400, 417, but we continue to stay strong.
I suspect once in a while there's a member who says, you know, in terms of all these interest groups, could we have one dealing with this or that, right? A new topic or a new category. So how does that all work?
Well, as Cindy said, we have a person on our board who is in charge of interest groups, and she's always trying to get new people, new groups. Her name is Linda Bentley. She's been in town for quite a while and is now retired and has been a great addition to our board. We actually, as Cindy said, have a new Mahjong group this year. Originally, when they started their interest groups, they had 12, and one of them was ice skating and horseback riding.
Oh, yeah.
And so that had passed, and so last year we started pickleball. And it was because people were saying, well, Janice, you play pickleball. Let's do a pickleball group. So we did.
Why not?
We
yeah.
started a pickleball group on Tuesday, and I think Cindy was one of our first ones. We almost... Everybody in the group knew nothing about it other than they'd heard of it. And we spent a while learning basics, how to play, how to keep score. And there were two or three or four, I guess, that knew how to play. So we sent them off to play. You know, my co-chair, Vicky, and I would work with the newcomers. And now they're all playing, and so we're excited to continue it this year. And I actually just had a member text me this morning and say, hey, when's pickleball starting? I have a friend who wants to join it. She wants to join pickleball. I said, perfect. So we're trying to keep active.
Sure. Well, once again, a primary site for this group is that of the Athens Community Center. And they have a monthly meeting, I think, for the whole group, and then various subgroups throughout the month. And some of them even meet weekly, I think. So,
also, at our meetings, our monthly meetings, we eat also.
Oops,
we
have let me turn my phone
we
off.
We have a caterer who brings in great meals.
Well, wait a minute. You mean this group also knows how to eat?
We love to eat. During the warm months, we meet in the evenings. During the winter months, we meet for lunch because several of the ladies aren't interested in driving on the bad roads. So, but we always have a great lunch or dinner, and it's usually, what, $15?
Yeah.
And that includes the program and the thing. You have to register in advance, which you can do still. We can do it. Oh,
Till Sunday night.
Till Sunday night, we can register for the first meeting. So you have to register every month.
Yeah, and I'm a foodie. You know, I like to take those sort of things in, but I'm not invited, are I? Am I? Are I? Whatever I did, bummer. Okay, so. you know, some new ideas that people have brought up that are being considered. I'm just curious. So, you know, what's planned for this year?
Oh, for our programs, you mean?
Well, since I'm not a member, I don't know how to answer that. But I would suppose, you know, is there a new special group that's being considered? Is there, what kind of speakers do you have at your monthly programs? And that sort of thing.
Well, actually, I can address the monthly programs since planned them with a group that helped me come up with ideas.
Once again, folks, we're talking about AFAN. I'm sure you've heard of it. Athens Friends and Newcomers. Now.
We didn't have anybody to be vice president. Nobody would take the job. And so it came down to a committee. And then I finally said I was supposed to do another job, and that person stayed. So anyway, I ended up as vice president.
And we're grateful.
Well, thank you. I have our program in front of me for this coming year. And as I said, we meet the second Thursday. On October, we're having Brian Deering, who is a history teacher at Athens High School, going to be talking about Lewis and Clark and reenacting some things. In November, we actually have our annual fanfare, which is our crafts show, and members bring crafts to sell. In December, we're having music with Kay Carter. In January, we're actually having a wine panel with owners of two wineries in the county. We're having in February the OU canine unit, Officer King and his canine dog. In March, we're having Kelly Madewell come and talk to us about My Sister's Place. In April, we're having Micah Haynes Bouvet talk to us about dementia, just giving us information of how we can deal with someone who has dementia.
Sure.
And then we're ending the year with interagency wildland firefighting with Ralph Moran and Bill Serbonage, who some of you may know. So those are our main ideas for our monthly programs. And then, Cindy said, we do need to register for the programs. Registration is due by Sunday by 6 o'clock. Before the event, which is the second Thursday, we do have a website. It's athensfriends.org. If anybody is interested going there, you can find out who our reservation person is, where you would make reservations to come. And please watch the paper. Cindy's been really good about getting information into the papers.
Well, one more time. What year? Was it founded?
1969. Okay. January 1969 was their first meeting. And then they had four meetings that year, February, March, and April. So yeah. They just had four meetings. And then now it starts in September and goes through May.
So during the summertime, do things pop up that once in a while people do it also? Even though the formal meetings aren't.
Yes, a lot of the interest groups do continue. Okay. I'm in a bridge group, and we've continued all summer. Our pickleball, we decided not to. We encouraged everybody to play on their own. Our needlework group, which I'm a part of, we do not meet in the summer. But then Women Who Wine, we've met all summer. So it depends on the group.
Women wine a lot. You know, and it doesn't stop for the summer, you know? I'm a whiny too. Back tonight. All right. So, but we're talking about WINE.
Correct. I had just came back from Geneva on the Lake with my husband, and I am making for this Friday a white sangria punch because we brought back some really good white wine from up on the lake. So
neat.
I'm excited to have 18 women come to my house Friday night.
Well, I think this is terrific. Now, let's see here. Once again, in case someone tuned in late, you've got nearly 300 members, right?
Yes.
Presently. It's been as high as 400 or 500.
400?
Yeah.
Yes.
They meet during, I'm going to call it the school year.
Yes.
And they meet on a monthly basis at the community center. And then there's other special events along the way. And then you also have these special interest groups, which are kind of like hobbies or pastimes or just things you dig doing. And it can be card playing like bridge.
Euchre.
Yeah, and then that Mahjong. How's that pronounced?
Mahjong.
Mahjong. Okay, that's kind of a card thing, you know.
It's tiles.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. And actually, when you say interest groups again, that's really the heart of our group. There are women who don't like to come out to a big meeting or they think it's too long, but they love going to their nonfiction book club and where maybe there'll be 8 or 10 women. So it's definitely, interest groups are definitely the heart of AFAN.
A lot of food situations, and that's fun.
Yes.
You know, there's just a lot of friendship and common interests. and also education.
Definitely.
Because your speakers inform your members about a number of things that may be of interest to them.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, the friendship, I think, is a huge part of this group. There was a new young woman who had joined our group a few years ago, and kind of, I don't want to say an outsider, but she was in one group I was in, and she wanted to play euchre. And she said to me, you know, I signed up to be a sub in a euchre group, your euchre group, but nobody ever calls me. And I immediately went to our chair and said, hey, this person really wants to play. She's been called, has played with us several times, and loves it.
Yeah.
And then we were ready, we're starting pickleball. And the reason, well, because we don't do horseback riding and ice skating anymore, this was a way we could stay active. But anyway, the same young lady and another lady, actually, that I had met, newer members, we were on a special event trip to Hocking Hills, and we were stopped at Jack Pine's glass blowing place.
Was this the police that stopped you?
No. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, they were in my car, and the two of them were just talking up a storm.
Yeah.
They didn't know each other, but they were in the back seat. They realized they had gone to the same high school.
Oh, my.
So they were just having a ball. Well, then the one young woman, the first one I told you about, who subbed in our card group, talked to the other one about pickleball. Because she had been playing pickleball, really enjoyed it. I told her, I said, you're a natural. You know, after 2 weeks, it was like, you're a natural. So then the other young woman joined our pickleball group. I think it was March. So, you know, we've been playing all year, learning and whatever. She picked it up like nothing. You know, she was a natural too. And so the two of them, they have became friends. They have common backgrounds. The husband of the one knew the other one's brother. And it was just such a neat feeling to know that they have become friends.
And relinked. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Our guests this morning, Janice Tisco, who we've just heard from some, and Cindy Royce, who is also keenly involved with AFAN, Athens Friends and Newcomers. And 50 years, 60 years, whatever we just said of history. Wow, terrific.
55.
So, Cindy, what are some of the interest areas you have?
Well, I love to read, but I haven't joined a book club, but I think I will this year.
Okay.
I also play euchre. Mm-hmm. I could play euchre every day, but I'm only in one group. When we meet every Thursday, every third Thursday of the month.
And how long have you been engaged with the program?
I started when I retired, so it's been 15 years.
Mm-hmm. And once again, I've sort of forgotten, your professional background was what?
I was a mail carrier
in
Albany.
Okay.
I graduated in journalism, but I have never really used it. I started as a sub.
Well, we can use you here at the station.
Okay.
Okay.
I started as a sub in Albany I know. My husband worked at SunPower, and sometimes they laid off or they got down. I thought I better get going on bringing some money in. So I started subbing. And unfortunately, the man that trained me passed away, and I took his job. And I worked there for 30 years at the same route. I knew grandparents. I knew everybody's handwriting. I knew when they got a letter from mom.
The whole postal system is so cool. And, you know, getting to know everybody. We had in my neighborhood, excuse me, I've got a raspy voice this morning. Anyway, in my neighborhood, we had a fellow that carried the mail for years. And he and his wife, we'd go out to dinner, stuff like that, you know. And he knew everybody, and he looked at the neighborhood and would point out something if he was concerned about it. You know what I mean? The postal system, that's kind of cool, the way they interact with their route.
I got to know so many people and their kids and their dogs. I always carried treats for dogs and suckers for kids.
Oh, that's cool. I hadn't thought about that aspect, but sure, that's cool. Well, and Janice, tell me a little bit about your background.
I was a teacher, primary teacher for 35 years. I taught
Meaning
I taught first and second grade.
Got it.
Yes, primary students. I taught 3 years in Washington County in a very small district called Wolf Creek. I taught 3 years at Watertown, which had four teachers. We each taught two grades. I had first and second, and it's what I grew up in, and so I was familiar with it. But being a brand new teacher, it was like, okay, you got to work with these, but these are on, you know, a year more level. But it worked, and I loved it. Then I got married, came to Athens. I taught 1 year at West while Morrison, the Morrison who just got torn down, was being built. And then I taught, got a job. Since all the kids went from West back to Morrison, I got a job at Morrison and taught first and second grade. I retired from second grade at Morrison.
Well, now, you said the Morrison just got torn down, but the Morrison building I think of as an elementary school is still standing.
Right, right on it's on Richland Avenue. Yeah. So this, I guess I should say the second Morrison got torn down.
Okay, and the...
And the third one is Morrison Gordon.
Okay, I get it.
So,
oh, now I know exactly what you mean, now that I think about it. Okay, very well.
Yes.
Well, a favorite story about Athens. Now, this is way off topic. You guys weren't expecting that question.
I was like...
So, you know, I am so gung-ho. About Athens. I moved here from Honolulu. I was raised in Worthington, north of Columbus. Spent a lot of time in Wyoming and some other things too, but a lot of time in California. But I moved here from Honolulu, and the military took me there initially. But then I also got involved with KGMB, which is a television and radio complex serving the Hawaii, and had a lot to do with Hawaii 5-0, that production and everything. So anyway, the point to all of this is I turned to my dad and I said, listen, you've built every station in Columbus. Why don't we buy a station? So we were looking around, and there were three choices in Ohio. I figured it needed to be close enough he could commute, if you know what I mean, because they lived in Worthington.
Sure.
So we selected Athens, and we had it 52 years. And I just recently, as most people know, sold it. And but I'm continuing on in this capacity. Now, I'm real proud of all that stuff. Now, why did I start this? I had a question.
Stories about Athens.
Oh, yeah. So I am so gung-ho about Athens, almost to a fault. What is your favorite thing about Athens? And it can be more than one thing, but I mean, why do you dig it? You know what I mean?
I guess I would say the people. It's such a diverse community.
Yeah.
I grew up in the very rural parts of Morgan County, in the country.
See, Morgan County is...
Pennsville, on the other side of Amesville.
Okay, got
Sharpsburg, you go to Chester Hill. I grew up in the country outside of Pennsville. I just think from coming from those small community that I came from, and then teaching in the Washington County area where it was a little bigger, Athens to me is like, wow, it's big. Even though it's not, I didn't come from a very large urban community, but I just think it's the people. And after I retired, I took a part-time job managing some college rentals. Mm-hmm. And you know, after working with first and second graders for 35 years, Those college kids are about the same.
Yeah.
They still need hugs. They still want cookies.
Yeah.
You know, they just are big enough. You got to pay your water bill or your water's going to be shut off tomorrow. I just like the feel of the community and the people that are here.
Cindy, I hate to put you on the spot as well, but that's the way it goes here. What's your pull to Athens?
Well,
when I say Athens, I can mean Albany, everywhere, right?
Well, I grew up in Michigan, and when I was a senior in high school, Dad transferred to Tiffin, Ohio with GE. And so I went to OU, and I had never heard of it. I had never been in Southeast Ohio. I came here the first day, and I fell in love. I loved the hills. I loved... The people were just so friendly. I worked in the admissions office, and everybody that worked there were so nice to me. And mm-hmm. I thought, I really like these people. And then I graduated in 70, the year OU closed down, and I left suddenly. And I was sad, so sad. We moved to Michigan and had our children. And then Jerry decided to come back to college, and I said, okay, let's go. And we've been here ever since 75. So yeah. I was away a few years, and I missed the hills. I missed the hiking and the natural beauty, and I love Athens.
You mentioned Tiffin, and I spent some time there because Paul graduated from Heidelberg.
Oh, right, right.
And Nick was there a couple of years, too. But anyway, yeah. Tiffin's nice, too.
It's nice.
Yeah. Well, so Athens, friends, and newcomers. Like, it's so hard for me to say newcomers instead of neighbors.
You can say neighbors.
Okay. Well, the point is that this is a cool group. It's been in existence a long time, and some of the purposes have been updated over the years, which is not a bad thing. But folks, I've heard of a number of males, husbands, whatever you want to call it, who have enjoyed the group too. But it is a women's group, and I just think your purpose is terrific, and it helps a lot of people get to know their neighbors and their friends and everything faster, and then get focused on some interests that they personally have with others, and that's cool. What is an idea that's been floating around that you're thinking about? You know, some new thing, if you will. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, really. I see your eyes. Yeah. They can't see that on the radio, but did I surprise you with that question?
I guess I go back to interest groups, which is definitely the heart of our group. Yeah. We just are so thrilled to have Mahjong starting up this year. We are constantly asking people, what would you like? Would you be willing to chair this group? And there have just been so many changes throughout the years. I mean, we had bowling for a while, as they did when they started, but mm-hmm. then the bowling alley closed down, and so that group ended up stopping.
The old Baker had some bowling. Does the new Baker? I don't know.
No, I don't okay. think so.
It does not. I remember bowling at the old Baker. And yeah. It was.
Baker Center we're talking
Baker
about,
Baker Center,
folks.
Yes, on campus. There just have been so many changes. I mean, the one thing we're finding, and Cindy and I were talking about this beforehand, is that when it started, it was mainly a young woman's group, young mothers, young newly married women, mm-hmm. and now we're considered the old woman's group, which we are, I guess, you know, yeah. We're in our 60s, 70s, 80s, but, you know, it just, we would definitely like to have younger members. I think that's something that would happen. I mean, everything has changed in our world. COVID really brought a blow to everything, and we essentially shut down like everybody else did. The group kept going. People kept joining. Interest groups would meet online. But, you know, just some of the changes that I remember, I worked on the board a year or two after I first joined. And when we were doing membership, I mean, we had no computers in the 70s right, and early right. 80s. We had all of our membership. Everybody had their own card. And you had a card stack.
Yeah.
And when you paid your dues, you moved from the unpaid to the paid file. And at the end of every year, everybody got moved back to the unpaid file.
Right.
And my husband worked in computers in the 80s. We had a computer at home, and so I kind of got drafted onto the board with Beverly Schumacher, who was our president, to computerize the membership.
Yeah.
We still had that card deck that went from here to here, but things started moving quicker then, and it's just continued. We now use our membership. It's on a Google Docs form, which certain people can access, the president, the reservation person, the treasurer. And it's just, you know, it's just interesting, like every other group, that this group has continued to go, but the changes are definitely have kept up with our world.
Well, once again, the website, athensfriends.com, is it? Or .org?
I think it's .org.
Okay, athensfriends.org.
Dave, the reason we really wanted to come today was to invite anybody, any woman out there, especially the new ones that don't know anything about us, to just come to that first meeting, which is next Tuesday.
Thursday.
Next Thursday, sorry, the second Thursday of the month, every month. Please come, and maybe you can have an idea for a new interest group that mm-hmm. you'd like to start, or you don't have to be a chairman. Maybe you can just start. The meeting is at 5:30 next Thursday. Come and register at 5:30. The meeting starts at 6. We'll have a dinner. We'll have a program. It'll just be fun to see you. Please come out.
And once again, the location, the Athens Community Center, right?
Yes, the location is the Athens Community Center. We'll meet about 5:30, and then we'll start about 6. And it'll probably be, I'm pretty sure it's going to be appetizers. It will just be pickup food. It won't be a full meal for that first one. We do want you to register, though. And if you're a new person in Athens, if you get on our website, you should see information of who to call. The person is Becky Austin. So if you need information, get on our website and contact Cindy or I or anybody that's on the website. But again, we would like you to register by Sunday night. It's a little hard to plan for food if a lot of people just show up, but definitely we want newcomers to come. We want our regular members to come.
Let's repeat a few things. The year it was founded was what?
1969. In January was the first meeting.
And presently you have how many members?
We have around 234 right now.
And that's a good-sized group. So when they all attend the once a month during the school year, if you will, it should be kind of fun, huh?
Yes. We normally don't have 234 members coming all at one time.
Yeah.
But we'll have between 75 and 100 generally. Mm-hmm. And we do have one thing that the interest groups do is they will do table decorations. Mm. So in the fall, I think Linda's doing them for the first one. But I know last spring, our pickleball group did the decorations for a meeting in April. And we have so much money. AFAN gives us money to spend. We could do door prizes, or we could do all centerpieces. We actually made little people out of pickleballs. And then for our prizes, we bought little footies and put in everybody's place setting. So we were able to use our money wisely. We got cracked pickleballs, which were free. We spent
and we all
of our
socks.
Money. Yes, so we all got athletic socks. So go play something.
Neat. you know, it was meant to be for people who were new to town, to welcome them and that sort of thing. But, you know, there may be a whole bunch of folks that have been here for years, but they've never been associated with a group like this, which, you know, the things that trip your trigger are offered, and you can meet people that have similar interests and enjoy social events with them and all that sort of thing. So I just think this is terrific.
It is, and we do tend to have people, like Cindy had said, she joined when she retired. I joined when I was a new person in town. When I originally joined, you could only join if you were a newcomer and had been in Athens a year or less. That got changed in the 80s. Anybody, any woman can join. We've had many women who retire and go, yeah, I like to join that pickleball group. I want to join their group. And so they'll join AFAN. So.
How many spouses have said, why don't we have something for the guys too?
My husband's glad not to have to go.
Okay.
And my husband just enjoys when I go out, I think, as he sits and drinks beer and watches what he wants to watch on TV.
Well,
but they know it's an important group for us.
Sure.
And they all support us. So.
And the principal season is that of the school year.
Definitely.
And summer, there's still some things that happen, but not to the same degree.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So people can take their vacations and visit their right. families and that sort of thing. Sure.
That's actually, the summer is actually planning. The board will meet in July and August, and that's when the AFAN board is planning to get ready for the coming year.
Now, one point we'll make sure you all know is that all our local banks will make you a loan of $20 to be members.
Correct.
And it's a special category, and the dues are so expensive that $20 a year. Wow. Well, the banks are very helpful. All right. Well, summarize once again. We've got, 4 minutes left. What are some points that, in case someone tuned in late, we should repeat?
AFAN is a group of four women. You can be new in town. You can be newly retired. It's a group that's been in existence for 55 years. We're celebrating our 55th year in January. It's a group of friendship. It's a group for interest groups, book clubs, card groups, euchre, bridge, pickleball, quilting, needlework, women who wine, whatever group that you would be interested in.
Now, do you have a scuba group?
Not yet.
Not yet.
That's okay. A possibility. OU's got a nice big pool.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got some water around here.
Definitely.
And I don't know why I even brought that up. Okay. Well, but the point is, if there's a member who would like to start such a thing, we could have a scuba group.
Definitely. They used to have ice skating. Why not scuba diving?
Yeah.
Or water skiing.
I wonder why it used to be ice skating.
I think it's...
Bird's still there. It's great.
I know. I think it's something that just died out, and yeah. People, as they got older, maybe. I don't know. I know our knees are bad, so...
Well,
yeah.
Anyway, the point is, if you've got an interest area, they may have it already organized, and you could meet fellow people from our region to enjoy it. On the other hand, if you've got something that is a whole new idea to them, you could help get that going and find others who share that interest. All right, 2 minutes left. Once again, the website, athensfriends.org.
Correct.
And would you mind receiving a phone call or two?
Oh, sure.
Well, that's so, folks, once again, our guests today, Janice Tisco, who's vice president of this organization, and Cindy Royce, who heads up the publicity. Janice, I'm going to throw your name out there.
Sure, that's fine.
So would you mind sharing a phone number?
I would give you my cell phone.
Okay.
Okay, it's 740, just like our same area code, mm-hmm. but it's a Lancaster number. So okay. It's 475-9055. Okay, so it's 740-475-9055.
Got it.
So you're welcome to call me if you're interested, if you're listening and you've heard this. Just give me a call and I can give you more information.
You bet. Well, listen, once again, just to throw some stuff out there, antiques and collectibles, knitting, book reviews, the game bridge or euchre, crochet, needlework, gourmet needlework. Gourmet is a food thing. There we go. I got it out. What's tongue and thimble?
That's where they talk a lot and sew a lot. Or sew a little.
Photos and quilting and lunch bunch and women who whine.
I would say the photo group is a scrapbooking group, mm-hmm. and unfortunately that one just shut down.
Well, some people can get it going again.
It'd be great if we had somebody who likes to scrapbook and help us get that started.
And looking at, you brought a book here today of a scrapbook of the past 60 years of AFAN, and wow, what a history thing. We are out of time. Listen, Janice Tisco, Cindy Royce, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for having us.
We're pleased to have you. And as things move on, keep us up to date, okay?
Sure.
You bet. Folks, tomorrow our topic will be the Rocky Community Improvement Fund, which is, Ashley Walters is going to be joining us. I think she's the vice chair of that organization. Have a great day out there. Be safe, folks, and we'll see you tomorrow. All right? Get our 70.